Joining us, your 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure to have you. Speaking of 12th District, things are changing. What can you tell us about this whole redistricting thing and what the impact might be?
Yeah, it's going to be a big impact. It's going to be some major changes, and I don't necessarily think it's on everybody's radar quite yet. I know we've talked about it. The State of Washington Redistricting Commission has to rebalance the state's 49 different legislative districts every 10 years based on the census data. And the idea behind that is to make sure that each of our legislative districts have approximately the same number of people so that when I take a vote or Representative Steele takes a vote on behalf of the 12th district, we're representing the same electorate in terms of voters as a district in Western Washington. Well, what happened this past year with the redistricting is a bit of a disappointment, certainly to legislators in our area, but the Western Washington population was reporting high population counts based on the census data, and the Eastern and Central Washington districts were underreporting their population counts. So what happens is all of the Eastern Washington and Central Washington districts needed to grow geographically a bit to pick up some population, and that had the effect of nudging over some of the legislative districts that border Eastern and Western Washington, one of which is the 12th district. And in fact, the 12th district had to pick up most of the population. That's just how it kind of worked out. I kind of wish multiple legislative districts that border the two sides of the state could have, you know, shared in the pain of picking up some of the population, but unfortunately the 12th district had to pick this up. And the way it works right now is we're losing the Okanagan County constituents of which many of your Methow Valley listeners are no longer going to be in the 12th district, and many of the Douglas County residents are not in the new 12th district. The new 12th district will include East Wenatchee primarily, and then Chelan County, and then moving west in Snohomish County out to Monroe, including Sultan, and then in King County, we reach into King County and reach some of the North Bend residents and other unincorporated areas of King County towards Duval. So it's going to be a big change for us, certainly.
Wow. That'll be a different campaigning experience altogether, I can imagine.
Well, yeah, different campaigning experience, and honestly difficult to represent that area, because I don't think people in North Bend have a lot in common in terms of like natural resources issues and some of those concerns with Chelan County in the Wenatchee Valley, but also Sultan, Monroe, some of the smaller towns along Highway 2 don't have a lot in common either. So it's one of those things where in my mind it's sort of going to be like we're representing three different districts within one. I was at an event just this weekend, and Representative Gaynor and Representative Steele were there as well. It was a big Chamber of Commerce event in the Sky Valley and in Sultan and Startup, and a lot of future constituents from Monroe. And so it's they're great people, but it's just going to be very different. And I think we're going to be competing our area with those areas when it comes to transportation priorities and other things. So it's going to create some real challenges and hopefully some opportunities for our area. But the new districts essentially take effect in this upcoming election cycle in November. So Representative Steele and Representative Gaynor will be up for re-election in the new proposed 12th district. I won't be up for re-election in the new proposed 12th district until 2 years from now, since I'm in the middle of my four-year term.
Let's touch a little bit on the economy with all that's going on in Russia, the impacts that are being felt globally, but also here locally. And on top of that, the new budget that's come out, all the spending, the new taxes. What are you hearing from constituents, and what are you feeling as a representative and a legislator?
Well, I am hearing from constituents concerns about the rising in inflationary factors and just the cost of living and housing and all these things. But I am really concerned about the state budget outlook. I am concerned about, as you mentioned, all of these potential forces worldwide, what's happening in Ukraine, the cost of gas, all the cost drivers throughout the whole system when it comes to groceries and supply chain issues. There's been some talk in recent weeks about the potential for a nationwide recession. And all those things concern me because our state budget has grown so significantly during the time that Governor Inslee has been in office. He was elected in 2012 when I was elected to the state house, and the state budget has essentially doubled in the last 10 years. It has gone from a $33 billion budget in the years 2013 to 15. And now in this most recent budget that we updated for the 2021 to 2023 period, the budget is now $64 billion. So it's gone from $33 billion to $64 billion. And most of that is based on state sales tax. So if there is a recession or if there is a slight economic downturn, then that's going to impact state revenues. And when the budget is structured in a way that spends to the max, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough in future years to balance that budget or to make some reductions if that time comes, if there's less revenue. And even if there isn't less revenue, people's dollars are not going as far. I mean, if you've been to the grocery store, been to the Chelan Safeway, or purchased any other items recently, I mean, you fill up your car with gas, it's expensive. And people are beginning to feel that because you kind of continue to operate your life as usual and purchase the same things, but you end up with less money at the end of the month. And so I think people are really beginning to feel that, and I think you're going to see some of those concerns played out in the national and state election cycle this November.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, the summer season is critical to folks here in the Lake Chelan Valley. Also, we stand by waiting for wildfires because it's typically not if but when. What are your thoughts on the summer season and potential wildfires here in north central Washington?
You're right, Jeff. The summer season is so important to the Chelan economy and to people who want to, after a couple years of being cooped up with COVID, they really want to recreate. And we welcome them to our area. Please bring your money and spend it in Chelan, Manson, and beyond. But always the wildfires, concern me, because if that happens and we get smoked out, sometimes people cancel those plans. And right now, I imagine the summer season is going to be awesome in Chelan and Manson. It's going to be packed out. There's going to be a lot of economic activity. I'm sure the hotels are already filling up. So the restaurants and wineries, it's just going to be awesome. And I think it's shaping up to be a great summer. But with wildfires, it's always a concern. One thing I'm really excited about is that we did get that late snowfall, and we've had a fair amount of precipitation in rain in the late spring here. So I hope that will help out. I know Commissioner France and the DNR had an event recently up there in Chelan, but fortunately, our state and our national government is getting much more engaged in the wildfire effort, and it's not just providing more resources to fight the fires and strategically placing personnel and air assets all throughout the state, but it's also about continuing to be very proactive with our forest management practices and also prescribed fire. And I know that the federal government is getting involved in that as well. So I'm really, really hopeful we'll have a good, normal summer. The summer that I remember when I was a kid, not the types of summers that we've had over, unfortunately, several years over the past 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like how you're thinking, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Great to have you on a non-legislative conversation where we can just talk about the issues that are affecting the district and your constituents. So thank you so much for joining us. Anything else you want to get out there this morning, Senator?
Well, I do appreciate the chance to connect with you. And I guess we'll be doing this monthly now, so I really appreciate that. But if people do have questions or concerns and they want to reach me in this interim period, the best way to do that is through my website, which is senatorbradhawkins.org. Again, that's senatorbradhawkins.org. They can catch up on my email newsletters and recent news releases, but they can also subscribe to my newsletter if they don't receive it, or just submit a comment. There's a contact me page and a form, and that comes to me. It comes to my staff. We spring to action whenever we get those. And so if people have any questions or concerns or things they want to follow up on or things they want me to look ahead to for next session, please contact me through my website. And then I'm also making visits throughout the district. I will have a listening tour this fall again. I think it's my sixth annual, so I look forward to that. And in the meantime, I look forward to interviewing with you again next month, and maybe even in studio, Jeff.
That would be fun. Yeah, maybe we can do some Neil Diamond too. You know,
there we go. Sing along on the Sunrise Camp.
That's right. There you go. Thank you so much. So appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thank you. Yep. Senator Brad Hawkins joining us this morning.